B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
I have cold chicken and broccoli calling my name when I get home.
Love the chicken and broccoli, but not cold.
Leftovers cold? Unreal. Delicious.
Homemade?
Yeah. Cashews.
A little Asian style?
Yeah, oh yeah, I love the cashew.
So do I.
I'd rather go with the cashew than like the rice.
I can see that.
I'm in.
I'm a fan of the cashew.
That was last night's dinner. It'll be unless my wife stole the leftovers, which
I would do it hot. And then what I do is I put the hot oil on it.
Oh yeah,
you know the hot oil.
Mm-hmm.
Big fan of the hot chili oil.
Yeah, no, it's delicious, especially when it's cold.
It's all gelatinous. You're a sicko.
And mix it up, Paul.
Sicko.
Yeah, I know.
Coming up in 10 minutes, Cuzzo. So here's the deal. We're going to get two people to play. Tuesdays and Thursdays, we're going to get back to it. Two people to play game, square off in a game of Philadelphia sports trivia. You get 5 innings apiece, basically. So, and whoever gets the most questions right, you can also steal 1 point per question. That's how it works. 5 frames. Square off. Winner gets a $25 Primo gift card. So let's play a little Cuzzo trivia. Don't forget, Trunis, the Cuzzo Sports Trivia app. Pretty soon.
Coming to an app store near you.
Yeah, first week of September. So we're looking forward to it. So let's play the game. If you want to get in on the game, we're playing at 110. And first 2 callers, Andrew, to the contest line.
Which is, of course, 215-263-0975.
There it is. I love it. Trunis is part serial killer with his cold food takes.
No, that's not true.
Nikki says on the text board.
That's not true. I have a lot of people that agree with me. I don't think there's that many serial killers out there. At least I hope.
Who would agree with you that cold food is good?
A lot of times. Every time this conversation comes up.
Not cold, like not cold pizza. Like people like cold pizza. I don't, but people like
it. Cold Chinese food? Delicious.
Hey, come on, man.
I will get, in the next 5 minutes, 5 people between it. Yo, dude, yeah, you're so right about the cold Chinese food.
Okay, so there's a couple serial killers that you all, your buddies.
We hang out.
And the serial killer buddy hang out.
Yeah. Great.
All right, let's go to Mark in Cheltenham. Mark, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, what's up, cuz?
What's going on, Mark? How you been, brother?
I'm chilling, man. I mean, you be lit, man. I gotta give it to you, man. You get me amped up.
I love it.
So I got a solution to this Sixers thing, man. You gotta hear me out, right? I got the problem. See, this is the problem. A couple of problems. One is Josh Richardson has to go, along with Brett Brown. Brett Brown, we already know, has to go. Josh Richardson he's not really a point guard. He's not really a shooting guard. We need a cold-blooded killer at that shooting guard, like Bradley Beal or DeRozan. As you can see what DeRozan can do, and you can see what happened when he got tight in the game. We didn't have a goal to accept Embiid.
I know.
That's it.
I know. And so, how about this too? With Brett takes out Embiid and Tobias Harris with 8 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Now who are you going to put in?
Exactly. And you don't have a go-to scorer. And that's the problem. Tobias is not it. He's getting go-to money, but he's a
yeah. But I think he's credible. I agree with you. You need another guard. And you're probably right about Jay Rich.
Yeah.
But you need somebody that could stretch, shoot it. You know, I mean, it's why they thought all along that Fultz was going to be good for them, because he was a secondary ball handler who could shoot. But he turned out to be a flop, right?
Yeah,
but that's the position that they need.
Right. It's the shooting guard position. That's the biggest thing that we need, that guy that's going, you can give it to him, and, you know, we don't have that guy. Ever since Butler left, we don't have him. And Raul Nato, he sucks. You can't bring him off the bench. Why did they get rid of the other guy? That was just stupid to begin with. He was getting picked back and forth. You know,
yeah, it's stupid. I agree. It's just flat out dumb. I agree.
That was just dumb. So to me, like, that's my biggest thing. I would keep, you know, the core of what we have, you know, but like I said, that's the biggest sore that we have in Brett Brown, because he cannot manage a game. There's no reason why we lose, and this has been going on for forever. We build a lead, and then, you know, we just drop the lead at the end of the game, and you can see
it coming. I know. You're right on, man. I agree with you, Mark. I do.
Yep.
And here's the thing. You can't waste. Joel Embiid is a beast. He came back. Look, I give him a ton of credit because he came back ready to play.
Right.
And you make this goofy switch where you take the ball out of Ben's hands after this whole time. That wasn't the problem.
Exactly. It seems like we're almost fighting against the other team and our own coach because he's going to make a dumb move and handicap us. So that's basically what he does every game. He handicaps us.
I know, and it kills me, Mark, because I love the guy. I love him.
Yeah, you know, he's a nice guy.
No, you're right. Listen, you're right. I just get frustrated, man, because they should be a true contender. And he hasn't played bully ball once. Why?
Exactly. And if you think about it, we have a great bench. Shake Milton be coming off the bench for me. I'm sorry. I would get a certified shooting guard. He'd be going to the bench, put Ben back at the point guard. And we have a great bench. We just need somebody to manage the team. We don't have that.
I hear you, brother. Marky, I hear you. Listen, you be safe, all right? Watch yourself.
You too, man.
All right, brother. All right, always a pleasure. Couple people, of course, chime in. How about this Danny? Now, you know I was telling you about Angelo's Pizza, which is ridiculous.
Yes.
All right. On 9th Street. I always tell you about it. Sandwiches. The guy's an incredible food guy, Danny, right? He said cold Chinese is the only way.
Yep.
I just don't get it.
I order General Tso's. Like, I do the sushi for dinner, but I'll also order General Tso's so I can eat it the next day.
That's just sick.
My man Dave J tweets in, cold Chinese food is a delicacy. I agree.
No, we didn't. Dave Jarman?
No, another Dave.
Another Dave?
Dave J.
Here's a Dave Jarman chiming in.
Oh, yeah.
I'm half Asian, and I know cold Chinese food is disgusting.
Okay.
It is this guy.
Johnny Wojo says it's better cold.
Not better cold. How could you say Chinese food is better cold? That's outrageous.
Some things are.
No, it's not. Stop. Let me get a hash.
Oh, main cold? Oh, my God.
It's good. It's gummy.
It's delicious. You skeeve me.
Hash, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hash.
Anthony, that's insanity.
I know. It's weird, right? Like, strange.
The only way I'm going to have cold chicken is if I'm having a chicken salad and the cold chicken is on the salad.
Talk to your boy over here. You can't change him.
Look, he's got people backing him up, man. I can't go against him right now. I wanted to get something out, though. You guys are covering all my points, which is cool. But in the beginning of the season, I had Brett Brown's back. I had his back. As the season moved along, I started to lose. I didn't have his back so much. I would say to people, Brett Brown's got to go. They got to say, hey, players win the games. Players, but you got to put the, for example, who was the first one off the bench last night? I think it was Korkmaz.
Yeah, it's been Korkmaz the last two games.
Well, why not Matisse? Or it just seems like the most, pulling Ben away from the one. Just the simplest thing, like you said, with a couple of minutes left of the game, pulling out two of your strongest players, for what reason? To put what in? His moves are sketchy at best. And I love, like you said, I love the guy. I love hearing him talk. I love hearing him tell the story. And he's a great guy at Chains. I don't know him personally, but he's got to go, man. You know what I mean? And what you also mentioned, where is the bully? We are so built for bully ball. Why are we not even, just try it. Let's do it. I mean, could you imagine what Ben and Joel would do? If we played that way, just bull, get in there, play around the rim. It just, I'm so frustrated. Dude, my hands
are
shaking.
My hands are shaking. I feel the same way. I get incredibly frustrated. I always thought, like, it would be such a great story that Brett takes them from the process, has to deal with all kinds of nonsense. Like, that poor guy was through it, right?
Right.
And then he wins the title. But he's got
the pieces to do it.
I just wonder about he loves that style, that Euro jack-up threes, and you don't have the players. I mean, how many times have we been through this? You don't have the players to play that way.
I know. And during the break, my hopes were so built because of the talk of Ben shooting.
Yes.
And I really was optimistic about pulling from the one, maybe some other opportunities.
Built for 16. Well,
so I had all these hopes. And then after the break, I'm waiting. I'm like, all right, here goes the first game. Ouch, that was an ugly game. And then last night, like, people were saying, like, they won the game. I said, yeah, but did you watch the game? Did you watch the entire game? It was disgusting. I was grossed out. I love my Sixers. I don't like seeing them play like that. I can't take it anymore, Anthony. What do I do?
I'm the same way you. I can't give you advice when I feel the same way. Here's what happens. We just got to talk it out. We got to watch it. Because listen, I'm not going to not watch. I can't. I love him, right? So I'm in.
Right. All the time. But how do you explain such a lopsided home and away record? Like, some of these things just have you so baffled. Your mind's in a pretzel. You're trying to figure it out. And it's like, my God, can't we just have a team that wins? That's all. Come on. Damn it. We have the people to do it.
I know. I hear you, Ash. Hang in there. We got Flyers Thursday.
So. I love you, Ash.
I love you too, Ash.
See you, bro.
Buddy. Yeah. I mean, what else are we going to do? We're going to sit here and grouse until they get it right. If they get it right. All right. Contest line. Right now, let's play a little Cuzzo trivia.
It's 215-263-0975. If you guys want to be part of it, you should be.
You are the lord of the questions.
You're damn right I am.
By the way, Danny from Angelo says, to be clear, cold leftover Chinese because I skeeve microwaves and anything that comes out of them.
Interesting.
But I kind of agree with him. I'm anti-microwave as well.
Yeah, if I can put it in the oven, I will.
I never use the microwave.
If I can put it in the oven, I'll do the oven.
Yeah, I don't like the microwave as well. Especially when you deal with that kind of, listen, Danny's dealing with incredible food. He should, his food's ridiculously good. All right. We're going to play a little, look at today's theme. Today's theme, according to the Lord of Questions, is Flyers hockey.
Yay!
Look at that.
That's the team that's making us happy right now.
It's Flyer hockey trivia. Right here,
sure,
let's meet our contestants, Jason in Southwest. Jason!
Yo, cuz. What's going on?
What's going on, my brother?
Not much. Storm's passed. Let's go.
Oh, it's passed? Oh, good. Oh, good. All right. Let's meet your contestant. This would be Austin from Mount Holly. Austin, how are you?
Yo, what's going on? I'm on lunch break. Let's get it.
I love it. I love you guys. All right, Jason, you're first. You're going to call in the air to go first or second. Andrew's got the lucky quarter.
It's the official penny of Cuzzo Trivia.
Oh, it's the penny of Cuzzo Trivia? Okay.
All right, you ready, Jason? Call in the air right now.
Heads.
It is heads.
All right.
There you go. That means you go first. Or second. Which one you want, Jace? You want to go?
I'll go second, cuz.
You got it, brother. Austin, you're leading off. Let's go. Here we go. First inning. Austin, give me the Flyers' all-time leader in games played.
I'm going to go Brian Propp.
Brian Propp is incorrect.
I would say no.
Jason for the steal.
Give me Bobby Clark.
Bobby Clark is correct. Oh, the big steal. Brian Propp is a great guess, too. Wow. But Jason with the steal and can get out to the 2-0 lead with this question. Give me the Flyers' all-time leader in hat tricks.
Hat tricks? John LeClair?
John LeClair is incorrect. To tie the game, Austin, who you got?
Oh, man, that was my guess. I'm going to go Brian Propp again. Big
Propper is incorrect.
Oh, my God.
The answer, we'll tell you later. It's tough. It is a tough one. I agree. All right. Give me, Austin, the Flyers leader all time in goals.
That one's got to be LeClair. I'm going John LeClair.
LeClair!
No, it's not.
Incorrect! Oh!
Give me old Billy B!
Billy Barber is right!
Yes!
Jason, two steals is up 2-0. Bottom of second.
Man, let's go, my guy.
Here we go, Jason. Give me the Flyers' all-time leader in game-winning goals.
Man, game-winning goals. Give me Lindros, I guess.
88 is incorrect. To get back in the game, Austin, to steal it, who is it?
Oh, he keeps stealing my guesses, and they're all wrong.
All-time leader in game-winning goals.
All-time leader game-winning goals. Let's go with G.
Claude Giroux is incorrect. Oh, you know who that was? John LeClair.
Oh, my God.
Game is wild. All right, top of the third we go. Jason is up 2-0. Here we go. Austin, who has the most wins as a goalie in Flyers history?
I'm going to go Ron Hextall.
Ron Hextall is correct. There you go. On the board, it's 2-1. Jason, give me the Flyers' all-time leader in penalty minutes.
Man, that's a tough one. Is it Barber again?
Billy Barber is incorrect for the steal and the tie. What do you got, Austin?
All right, this one's going to be a long shot because I can't even think back in the day.
3, 2, 1, need an answer.
I don't got it.
Nothing?
Nothing.
All right.
For sure? I don't know.
Rick Tocchet was the answer.
Yeah, he's
a pummeler.
All right, we go to the top of the fourth, Junis. Good game here. 2-1. Jason is in the lead. Austin is on deck. Here we go. You ready, Austin?
Let's go.
All right, I gave you goals. How about this one? Who is the Flyers' all-time leader in assists?
Let's go,
Did he get the answer? 3, 2.
Let's go Clark with that one.
Clarky won Robert Earl Clark.
Yeah!
Correct.
Whew.
It is 2-2. Bottom of the fourth. All right, Jason. Who has the most losses as a Flyers goaltender.
Oh, he's not there.
Oh, Jason. What happened?
Oh.
This is bottom of the fourth. It's 2-2. Get him back. That's unbelievable. All right. He's looks like we got him. Do we got him?
Oh, man.
Put him up.
Yep, we got him.
All right.
Yep.
All right, Chase.
Yeah, I'm back.
Oh, we scared. Sorry, scary moment. All right, my brother. Here it is, bottom of the fourth. It's 2-2. Here's your question. What Flyers goalie has the most losses in the history of the franchise?
Oh, man. Most losses. So it's probably one of the longest here, plus two. Give me Perron on that, too.
Bernie is incorrect. Austin for the steal and the lead.
I want to say Brizgalov so bad, but I'm going to go with Hextall.
Hextall is right! Oh, my God!
It was either him. It had to be Perron or Hextall.
I know! I thought you were going to get it, Jace. Look at that! And out of nowhere, Austin takes the lead. It is the top of the fifth. Austin, if you get this right, you clinch. All right, here we go. Who is the Flyers' all-time leader in power play goals? You got five. You got four.
This one's got to be Prop. This one's got to be Prop.
Brian Prop is incorrect.
Oh, my God.
For the tie, Jason.
Most power play goals.
You gotta give me an answer. Three. Rick McLeish is incorrect. Wow. Timmy Kerr was the correct answer. Well, Jason, this is it. Last ups. This is why you went second. I asked you the question, who was the Flyers' all-time leader in assists? You got it right. Bobby Clark. Who is second for the tie, Jason?
That's got to be Barber.
Oh, that's a huge loss.
Oh, how about Claude Giroux? How about it? Wow, Austin comes back for the victory. You guys are fantastic, man. I love you both.
Good game, Jason.
I love you guys.
You guys rule, man. Thank you, boys. And do me a favor. It. Good job. And stay tuned because Austin's going to win us a Primo's gift card. $25. It's not just a hoagie. It's a Primo. You guys were fantastic, man. A lot of fun. Tune us. Good questions on the Flyers. As the lure of the questions, don't forget the Cuzzo trivia app. You can play at home.
All right.
It's going to happen right after Labor Day, right in time for the Eagles season. It's Cuz Radio with Tunis right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
1:30. That was a lot of fun. The guys are great. Jason, Austin. By the way, thanks. Great calls today. Really appreciate it. A lot of fun.
Has it been therapeutic at all?
It has. I mean, really, honestly, it really has been. I was miserable this morning. I still feel not great about the Sixers, but I'm in a much better mood.
I never ran this by you. We had a caller on hold to start the show, DJ. And I forget where he's calling from. But DJ called in. I screened his call. And he said, this is a big moment for the Sixers last night, the Shake Milton three. He is comparing the Shake Milton game-winning three to the Jake Elliott 63-yarder against the Giants. Your thoughts?
No. I appreciate DJ's effort, but I don't see any similarities there.
No?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, and Embiid and Shake looked all happy. It's all good.
Yeah, no.
Everything's beautiful.
No, it's not. You still have Korkmaz, Neto. Shake still can't. He's not a primetime playoff player. No. Sorry. I would love to believe that. I just don't like the rotation. I want Simmons to have the ball in his hands again. Enough with this nonsense. Enough, you know, trying to throw a 11th hour Hail Mary.
Do you find it odd that Scott and Glenn Robinson III didn't play at all yesterday? And again, I want to make this clear. I'm not saying that they're saviors of the season, but I'm shocked that they didn't get any run yesterday. But then Alec Burks plays the least amount of minutes, and Korkmaz and Neto play more. Whereas when I look at Burks, I go, this guy can do a lot more than Howell Neto. I just don't get it. I go, how are these guys not even playing? And yeah, and I get it. Foul trouble for Ben Simmons. But I don't know, Ant.
Mm-mm.
I thought at least Scott and Glenn Robinson III would fight for a spot in the rotation. They didn't get any run yesterday.
No, none. I don't know what to think, dude. I don't know what he sees. What does he see? I love the guy. I spent a lot of time with the guy. In fact, I feel like a scoundrel. I do, but I can't suppress my own views. Right? It's not fair. Like, if I disagreed with you, you'd want to know that I disagree, right?
Yes. I would appreciate that.
You know? I just don't know what he's thinking. And again, I adore the guy, and I root for him, and I want him to win. I just don't know what he's thinking, man. Let's go to Zach. You're on 97.5, the Fanatic. Zach. Yo, Zach. I think Zach's got us on hold. There he is.
Yeah, man, I'm here.
What's happening, my brother?
Not too much. How you guys doing today?
Good.
Good. Yeah, man, I've been listening all day. I just got a few things on a couple of different sports things. I got a Sixers point, a Flyers question for you, and I got something for you on Netflix.
Great.
My Sixers thing is, dude, I can't stop watching, but I've been so let down each time. Like, I watched the whole, there was nothing to be pumped about. Like, yeah, they won. It was cool and everything, but I don't know, man. Like, is it going to be like this for the rest of the time? Because that's not good once the playoffs start. Like, there's been nothing that made me feel real good about it. I'm going to watch the next game. I am. Like, I know I'm going to watch the entire thing, which is, I don't know if it's good or bad. I think it's good because I'm a fan, but I don't know.
I agree. I to me, your reaction is perfect. I mean, your reaction is exactly how it should be. Which is,
like, I'm happy they won.
Yeah, don't expect. They beat a slop team, right? They beat a Spurs team that's got one player, DeRozan, right? Yeah. I mean, Rudy Gay's 1,000 years old, and that team scored 120 points on you.
Have they scored that much all year?
I mean, you know, listen, when you're playing bad teams out west, you know, they'll put up some points, but they should not be putting up that many points.
No,
130. 130 points.
It was bad, man. It was bad. My Flyers question for you was,
put it this way. They scored 108 against Memphis the other day.
Yeah, that's a lot more. That's terrible, man. That's a big difference between what they did against. Uh-huh. I have nothing. There's nothing to feel good about. But my Flyers question for you is, I'm not too worried about their layover, but do you think that the other teams playing more games before them is going to give them more steam? Like, I'm not worried about the Flyers.
That's a great point. I'm a big believer in that, too. The more you play, you're back in rhythm, and the fact that they're not playing, I that's a little bit of a concern.
Yeah, like, I'm not worried about the Flyers being ready, because they had 4 months off and they're ready. I'm just thinking about
the rhythm piece of it.
They're building up steam faster than the Flyers are, and I'm just worried. I don't think I should be, but I'm just thinking about it.
No, listen, that's a mild concern for me. Yeah, I agree.
My last thing, dude, I got something for you on Netflix. I don't know how long it's been on. I just saw it the other day. You ever watch Molly's Game?
No, I haven't seen Molly. I went a couple times to watch it, and I never watched it.
It's Jeremy Bloom's sister.
Really?
Yeah, dude, she is more famous than him.
Dude, oh, that's fantastic.
She ran the biggest, most expensive underground poker game in the world. Like, and that was her. That's what she did. It's Jeremy Bloom's sister.
It's great. I gotta watch that. I always, because I thought the story was a really good story. I didn't know that was Jeremy Bloom's sister.
Yeah, it's Jeremy Bloom. My buddy texted me the other day. He's like, dude, you gotta watch
that.
Oh,
that's classic.
Jeremy Bloom's sister. I watched it. It was really good.
Was she a punt returner too? Kickoff returner?
I think she was more of a skier.
Yeah. I love
Jeremy
it, Zach.
Bloom was even more of a skier.
He was. You're right on. I will watch it, my man. Thank
all right, have
brother.
A good day, guys.
You too, Zach. How about that? Did you see Molly's Game?
No, but I will check that out.
Yeah, I've always, a couple times I had it ready to watch and then something came up.
Okay, I'm in on that. There's a lot of things that I have to watch, as you know.
Well, you're the worst.
Yeah, I know.
Well, not the worst. You just don't watch anything.
Yeah, I know. I'll catch up with some things here and there.
Yeah. Mikey Miss. I respect Mikey's taste immensely.
Yeah?
Mikey goes, Molly's Game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He gave it a Sal Pal.
Yeah.
He'll join the show 5:15 today.
He gave the Sal Pal, yeah.
By the way, I'm a dope. Scott and Glenn Robinson III weren't dressed yesterday. That's my bad.
Yeah, they weren't.
Yeah, I'm a dope. Sorry.
That's all right.
You want the poll, by the way? Poll of the day? I haven't given it to you yet today.
Yeah, I thought we weren't even doing it.
We got one. I put it up early. I just never really got to it. By the way, poll day brought to you by Marvin Cant Heating and Air Conditioning. Marvin Cant Heating and Air Conditioning is open and able to assist you with any emergency service and replacement needs, including installation of air scrubbers and other air quality products. Visit MarvinCans.com. And I'm curious to get your answer on this, because I kind of feel like I know where you lean here. This is kind of why I put out the question. But on @975 middays, did last night's Sixers win make you feel better about the team? The options, yes, no. And then the third one, honestly, I feel worse. And no was the leader at 63% of the vote. 24% say, honestly, I feel worse. 12% say, yes, I don't know how. Are you in the I feel worse category? Maybe at the beginning of the show you were. But would you be in the I feel worse?
Yes.
Even after a win last night?
Yes.
Kind of the reason why I put it up.
I think it was pretty obvious. I came in and I was morose.
Yeah, when we were on the phone this morning, when you're coming in, I was like, oh, man. You not happy today?
No.
That wasn't a good game.
No, I was not at all happy. The win meant nothing to me. First of all, none of these games, they don't matter, W's and L's. There's no home court. So seeding is irrelevant. And if, you know, I don't like the idea, well, it's about who you play. No, you got to play everybody. You're going to have to go through the Bucks sooner or later. So, you know, let's go. You shouldn't, well, I don't want to play Miami. I don't want to play Toronto. Just go play. You should want to play anybody. I don't want to hear that. And so there's no home court. So these games don't mean anything. But here's what they do mean. You got to be playing great basketball to move on.
Hey, I look like you're clicking on all cylinders. And they're not.
I mean, look at the difference. You watch the Flyers play. They were tremendous. Tremendous on
Sunday.
Yeah,
it looked like there wasn't a layoff.
Now, you want to think, when the playoffs start, they're going to go in brimming with confidence. You think Ben Simmons got confidence right now?
No. Especially when he's not playing point.
Jay in West Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. JJ!
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
What's up, Jay?
Not much. Hey, Jonas, as always, tell your wife thank you. And you see Franco over there? You my boy Franco?
Oh, in Kansas City. He's going yard. I think he's got 3 home runs, but he always does that.
Yeah, well, look, we don't know how long the season's going to be, but he's on fire. That's my man.
Yeah, until the American League figures out to just throw him breaking pitches.
Yeah, he's on fire, batting 227.
Hey, yeah. Well, 3 bangers, we good. But, yo, with the Sixers in, what did I tell you about this dude, man, Brett Brown? I've been out on him since.
I know you have. It's easier said than done, though, brother.
But look, when he had Tatum in foul trouble, he ain't give Dario the ball. He was abusing him. Same thing 3 years later. Somebody in foul trouble, you don't go through the offense, don't go through him, man.
I know.
You know what it is?
I know. I
told you before, he's from Boston. He a mole, man.
It's like having a Russian plant in the government.
He's from Boston, man. I don't trust nothing. Don't make sense. Him and that other Boston mold. He what? Roy Henson? That's his new name to me. Was that Roy Henson or Cliff Robinson? The one that did good against us. And
Roy Henson was the guy who played well against the Sixers.
Yeah, that's who Al Horford is. Now that bum can't hit nothing, man. I'm telling you, a Boston mole, he's setting us up. He's on the inside. Just think about it. The stuff he's doing is not common
sense. He's a Celtic operative.
Exactly. Yeah. That Danny Ainge. Look.
And we're going to plant you, Brett, inside the Sixers organization so they'll never win. Ha, ha, ha. Trust this process.
Yeah, the only other team that Horford was going to sign with was the Kings. I don't let them, but who came up? We give them $100 million. They moles, man. I'll never trust them. We won't do nothing until you get out of here.
Here's the quote. They moles.
Yeah, man. I don't trust them at all. Man, look. But, yeah, with the rotation, you know I'm a fan of Ben not having the ball, but he got to do better, man. I'd have started.
You got to get give him the ball in his hand. Stop the nonsense. Give him back the basketball.
Then go to wall again.
Yeah, I hear you, brother. Well, I hear you. So, be safe. All right, Jay. Sir. Talk soon, brother. Steel in San Francisco, the Steel.
Welcome.
What's up, Steele? What are you doing in San Fran? What are you going to do? Golf?
I'm visiting friends. I'm playing some golf. It's a beautiful city. You've been here, right?
Yeah, many times. Yeah, good
city. Yeah, it's Philadelphia of the West. It's gorgeous. But let me, you know, I love 97.5, the Fanatic of Beasley Media Group. They know that, right?
Yes. What's the matter?
Man, I am happy. And basically, I'm going to spill my bucket. Matter of fact, I'm going for the bundle on this call.
You're going for the bundle?
I'm going for the bundle. Your playbacks. Going for the bundle?
We're going for the bundle. What's that? I don't remember.
That was like an announcer of one of your playbacks. Going for the bundle?
Do you know what I'm talking about, Judas?
It was the Penn State, the Sugar Bowl. Going for the bundle.
Going for the bundle. Was it with Keith Jackson?
Oh, my God, yes. Going for the bundle.
Going for the bundle.
I love it. Yes, Steel. Yes.
Come on.
That's great. Yeah, going for the bundle.
You know what was even better was the horrific Bill Russell as the commentator.
Oh, he was terrible. Yes.
Yeah, but it was classic, though.
It was.
So bad.
Yes.
Right?
I agree.
And Dick Stockton, he was forgetting players' names.
How about you? I love it. Going to all the to the playbacks, man. I dig it.
Well, that's why I love it. It was great to hear Super Bowl and all that week, but to hear the voices from the past, Tommy Heinsohn and go for the bundle, and there was something about you threw a pass and the guy was sleeping. Andrew, what was that?
What was that play? Remember, Andrew?
What was it? Sorry, I'm going through audio. What was it?
There was something like he fell asleep in the end zone, or he was so open he fell asleep.
Yeah, it was great. You remember?
Yeah.
Remember the line?
Now Blackledge is going to put it on first down. He's going for the bundle.
It's the greatest. Here he is. He's going for the bundle.
And there was another one. Andrew looked it up.
That's the best. Steele, you're the man, Steele. You nailed it. You went for the bundle and you got it.
Listen, real quick.
Yeah.
In a perfect season, would you, and I think you're on the record as saying no, but just say they get bounced for a second round, would you consider trading Ben for one of these three cats?
No.
Bradley Beal, DeMar, come on, hear me out. Bradley, DeMar, or Booker?
No.
And I love you guys.
I love
have
you, Steele.
Have a good day.
Be safe
Bye-bye.
Out there, brother. No, I would not trade him. Going for the bundle! That is, give it to you one more time. That's how we gotta have football, dude. We gotta have football, Judas.
But now Blackledge is gonna put it up on first down. He's going for the bundle. Garrity! Touchdown!
That is outrageous. Garrity! Touchdown!
I'm trying to find.
I forget
which game it was.
Dude, please, we gotta have football,
okay,
man.
We have to. I'm trying to remember the built like a doorknob.
Oh,
I'm trying
classic.
To find.
Built like a doorknob. All right, we gotta give our picks and we'll get back to the phone in just a sec. But our picks, I got the trusty Parks Sportsbook app open. We got our picks for today. How'd we do yesterday? You remember?
Grabbing the sheet now.
You got the sheet now? All right. I'll start it off for you. I'm going to go Hurricanes over the Rangers. We'll go hockey first. Hurricane over the Rangers. I'm going to give you the... I want to go Canucks over the Wild tonight. And I come back with the Preds against the Coyotes. There's your hockey plays. How about you, Tunis?
I have no hockey plays today, actually.
Oh,
no? No. I'm trying to quickly get to mine. But let's see here. You did pretty good. You had a 4-2 day yesterday.
4-2?
Yeah.
Dude, we've been over 500 every day.
Yes. Yes, we have. Garrett Cole, I hate you. Toronto, I hit. I'm down 4-2 now with you because I got the Toronto one correct.
Who do we have? Who do we go? You went right.
I went Toronto. You went Miami.
Ah, got you.
I think I went 500 again. Jay Rich over 11.5 points.
Rockets minus 3.5 tonight.
Yeah, what's up with that? Their lines have been very small.
I like Houston.
The entire time.
Don't they run Portland off the court?
I would think the opening night.
Dame might score. Let's look at the props for Dame on the Parks website. Dude, I'll give you a play right here. Damian Lillard over 28.5 points.
Sounds about right. They're not playing defense. I mean, the scores have been outrageous.
Yeah.
Yeah, we hit on Tampa yesterday, too. We've been doing good in hockey, which I like.
Yeah.
I'm trying to pull. Damn, app's not working. Anyways, there's the Twins game. I'm going to go Twins with the over and Twins money line over the Pirates. It's only 8.5. And it's Musgrove who's pitching for Pittsburgh. He's been getting up like 3 runs a start. Berrios is pretty good for the Twins, but the Twins rake. So yeah, I'm going to go with the over 8.5, and I'll take the Twins, too.
I think you're right.
And it's in Minnesota, so they're away from the weather.
Bieber on the mound for the Indians. Big favorite.
Yes.
Over.
I mean, he's...
He's not late 2-1 on the road favorite.
He may be. He may be Cy Young this year.
I'm going to buck him.
Okay.
I'm going Reds.
Tampa Reds over the Red Sox.
160.
Feeling confident about that?
I mean, that's a nice payback.
All right. Tampa over the Sox. Morton over Eovaldi.
That's a great pick.
So I'm going to go with them. And then the Nationals with Corbin just minus 150 against the Mets with Steven Matz.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
Washington on that one, too.
How about the Blue Jays, dude?
Yeah, I looked at them.
The dog.
I hesitate.
Plus 150?
I hesitate with both teams.
Yeah.
I got a basketball play for you. Over the 221, Celtics and Heat.
Yeah?
I think they're going to put up more than 221 points. How's that sound?
Fat total, man.
Yeah. But some of these numbers, man, some of these scores, I hit last night over the Lakers-Jazz. It was just 217.
Well, how about Coach Lynam? Coach Lynam filled us in. Jimmy said all games went over. Was that true?
Yesterday?
Maybe it was the other day.
The other day, like it started like...
He was talking about it. He said the other day all the games went over.
Yeah, for the first seven games, there was one under. Like, that's crazy. These numbers are outrageous.
That's because they're not... No one's playing defense. Especially the Sixers!
Yeah, and that's what they should be doing.
It's the only way you can win! The only way you can compete is by playing defense! Come on! Chris, I got like 30 seconds, brother. Chris, how are you, my friend?
Doing great. How you doing, man?
Good, buddy.
Good. Me and my dad were watching... Brett Brown in his first three seasons, we watched probably almost every game.
Uh-huh.
And we were saying the same thing that we're saying now, that his substitutions are probably the worst I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Even with that team, you know?
Yeah.
Now, if he would have recognized that Ben Simmons was not a point guard about 3 years ago, we probably still would have had Markelle Fultz, and we still would have had Jimmy Butler. I mean, never. He wouldn't have signed.
Yeah, I think he is a point guard. I disagree with you, but whatever. And well, I don't want Fultz. Fultz stinks.
Is he better? Is he better than Neto?
Well, he's still stinks. They both stink. They're not winning anything with either one. Chris, I gotta go, buddy. But you're right on a lot of things you just said. Thanks for hanging, everybody. Great calls, man. Really appreciate it. Stay tuned. Mikey Miss coming up next. Have a great day. Be careful. We'll see you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.